There's nothing like daffodils to make you feel like you've been out in the sun, and they are in full bloom at Gibbs Gardens up in Ball Ground, which is about an hour north of Atlanta. And Gibbs Gardens is a fairly new public garden created by Jim Gibbs. He worked on this for 30 years. There are over 50 acres of daffodils. And you know, this was all done in honor of his mother, Margaret, because every spring she would read the Wordsworth poem, you know, there are a host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. And so he created this wonderland in honor of his mother. The Daffodil Festival runs through April 15th. Admission is $20, so go make a day of it.
This is one big weekend for opera lovers in Atlanta. Is it possible to cover everything?
Yes. You know, there's a real devilish turn this weekend to the opera. The Atlanta Opera is staging Faust, and Capital City Opera is staging Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. Faust, of course, is this lavish grand opera, and they are celebrating with this production the 25th anniversary of chorus master Walter Huff. Noah Stewart is here to make his Atlanta Opera debut, and he just became the first Black artist to top the UK classical album chart with his debut album. And Mary Dunleavy will be here. She is from the Met. She played Violetta last year in La Traviata for the Atlanta Opera. Tickets are $26 to $133. There are four performances at the Cobb Energy Center, and it opens Saturday night at 8. And then the Capital City Opera is opening their 30th season with their most ambitious production to date, which is the Sweeney Todd. And they're going to do a steampunk version.
Oh, my.
So all, you know, sort of 19th century Victorian-esque costumes. And they are encouraging the audience to wear steampunk outfits if they have them. Performances are Friday to Sunday, and tickets are $40.
1920s Berlin was an extraordinary time and place. Berlin was just feverish with creative thought and marvelous entertainment.
Yes, and we have a little dose of that coming to the Rialto on Saturday. Max Rabe and the Palast Orchestra are going to be there performing, and they really sort of take you back to that world of the 1930s musicals. They play American and German pop hits, you know, Singing in the Rain, Cheek to Cheek, Dream a Little Dream. And then Max has this sort of deadpan humor to him, so they also throw in sort of oddball things like Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? He's been known to perform Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops, I Did It Again.
So expect some oddities like that thrown into the mix. This is Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and tickets are $44 to $72.
Among the many chamber ensembles, the Riverside is one of my very favorites. They have a concert this weekend, and these musicians are just fantastic.
Yes, they'll be performing at Bridge to Grace Church in Roswell Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And this program is going to focus on 20th century classics. And the artistic director, Joel Dallow, you know, he says he knows that modern composers sometimes seem intimidating, but when you see them in person, it's much more approachable. And these are true classics. Harpist Elizabeth Remy Johnson is going to be joining them for El Dorado by Mozartic. And then they'll be performing two pieces for string quartets, Fratres by Arvo Pärt and Quartet No. 5 by Philip Glass. The program only lasts 75 minutes. Students and teachers are free, but the general admission is only $15. And there's a wine and cheese reception afterwards.